This is Linen and Lace and Other Left Behind Things, written by 36 Save Files and read by Tipsy Kitty. The cravat is a simple thing, a deep black fabric unfrayed by the wind and unfaded by the sun, despite its exposure to both. Ed smooths his fingers across the edge, feeling the tiny fine stitches holding it in shape underneath the calluses on his fingertips. Fabric is the best he can do for this. Steed would know what kind it is, if it's linen or cotton or cambric, or if there's any difference between the three. Steed probably has drawerfuls of cravats just like this back home. Steed probably. Ed's hand curls around the cravat, crushing it in his fingers. Steed probably has cravats made of a fucking silk or something back home. This is what Steed thought was worth bringing to sea. This is what Steed thought could be left behind. Ed breathes in and out, carefully. His chin itches where his beard is growing back in, salt and pepper, like his hair. Both had been black like Steed's, like this cravat once. That had been a long time ago. He'd thought that Steed might ask for it back after that first day, so he'd made a game of it, wearing it wrapped around his neck, sometimes tugged loose so it could be seen, sometimes wrapped snugly around his throat. A hidden reminder warm against his skin. A little bit of light thievery. A little bit of teasing. Here, I've taken something of yours. What are you going to do about it? The answer, of course, was nothing. At the time, Ed thought it was because Steed liked it, that Steed's smile grew a little brighter, a little fonder when he saw the cravat slung loosely around Ed's neck. Now, Ed knows that Steed had done nothing because it had meant nothing. Replaceable, forgettable, just like everything else on the Revenge. Just like Ed. He'd thought he could be Ed, back on that first day. He'd thought there might be a chance that he could be someone else. Steed had seemed to think so, and Steed seemed to think enough impossible things that Ed had thought that one more might not be too much. But Steed's not fucking here, is he? Steed is fucked off to his fucking wife, or who knows where, to his real life, the one without Ed in it. The cravat shakes in his grasp. Surely that's it. Surely it's not his hands that are shaking. And he puts it down gently, smoothing it out with rough fingers. He's not sure there is any Ed without Steed. Not anymore. Ed had been left behind in that godforsaken little cove. And without Ed, there's only one person he can be. He hesitates over the red pocket square, but it has to go. It's not really a pocket square anyway. Only Steed's touch had ever made it so. And for all the bullshit that had come out of Steed's mouth about fine things, he knows they're not for him. Hasn't he always known that? This scrap of fabric is a dream from another life, one he'd never really had a chance at. Dreams are for other people. People who are real. He's done with dreams. He can still feel Steed's fingers pressing in over his heart. That night when Ed had been wearing velvet and lace and other things that hadn't belonged to him. Steed's fingers had folded the little scrap into something it wasn't. And he'd tried to do the same. But his fingers had been clumsy. And his heart had only ever been a common thing. The red scrap of silk slips away into the evening winds. The fingers of his other hand clench tightly around the cravat. The cravat stays. The red silk was a dream, but the black cravat is what's real. It goes around his throat like a noose, and it stays there. He's escaped the hangman more times than he can count, but death comes for everyone. And this time it has come for Ed. The clothes make the man sounds like something fucking Steed would fucking say. But he can feel the mantle sinking back into his skin as he pulls on the pants, the boots, the gloves. Perhaps it had never left. Perhaps that had been the fantasy all along. Perhaps this is who he is. The beard is a problem, of course. But a little bit of grease paint around the mouth and some more around the eyes for good measure takes care of that. Can't be Blackbeard without the beard. It's right in the name. And he has no one else to be. Not anymore. Blackbeard takes a pull on the rum as his flag is hoisted over the Revenge's deck, and every swallow pulls the cravat tight around his neck, a reminder of every fucking thing he won't forget again. He wears it openly and silently dares anyone to say anything about it. No one does, even as he orders every one of Steed's precious books dumped overboard, as he methodically turns the polished and brocaded furniture into so much kindling, as he erases every scrap of comfort from the captain's cabin. The lighthouse painting. The lighthouse. A guiding light home. A warning of danger. He'd been right about that, too, in the end. Blackbeard is always right, and he's somewhere beyond being tired of it. Blackbeard grips the stern's railing, watching the books bob and sink in the ship's wake, and he remembers his ex next to Steed's curly signature under a contract he couldn't read, and he wonders how he could ever have been so stupid. Ed still cries sometimes, where no one can see, but he's just a ghost mourning himself, all alone in the captain's bunk in an empty cabin. Blackbeard stands tall on the deck as the wind sweeps his hair back and fills the sail, on a ship that isn't his, in a skin that's barely his own but is still all he has left. The tail end of the cravat picks up in the breeze. It doesn't smell like Steed anymore. Steed Bonnet has decided he doesn't need Edward Teach. So be it. Blackbeard doesn't need him either. The end.